No remedy has lasted more than 6 months for this patient of major depressive disorder.
I've been on over 25 medications and combinations, and it's been over 20 years of my life and just really, really hard.
She wanted to remain anonymous. 5 months ago, she told her husband,
I couldn't do anymore. I wasn't necessarily going to harm myself. It's just I would welcome death at any point.
Ketamine treatment was a last resort for her. Since that stark talk, she's had several IV infusions. Now,
the best way I can describe it is life-changing for me.
She's a patient at the Utah Ketamine Clinic in American Fork, founded 6 months ago. It's owned and operated by Zachary Taylor and Ryan Blaney.
We do a little bit of a health screening to make sure that they are eligible. We don't want people just coming in off of the street for ketamine.
These certified registered nurse anesthetists work day jobs.
We have a nice big chair that they can sit on, blankets. We have music available for them to listen to.
And run the clinic at night. Their equipment monitors all vital signs as the IV pumps ketamine slowly into the patient for 45 minutes.
You're going to have people that naysay, people that don't believe literature, people that don't feel that it's safe.
Because, Blaney says, ketamine has been repurposed from a sedative to a depression treatment.
Most of our results, I would say, come pretty rapidly.
It seems to help rewire and increase connections within mood-regulating circuits of the brain.
Dr. Paul Carlson is co-founder of the Ketamine Clinic at the University of Utah's Neuropsychiatric Institute. He says oral, internasal, and intramuscular forms of ketamine are in development, but
maintaining the response with ketamine is the biggest challenge.
And as our anonymous patient testifies, the anesthetic / antidepressant clears the bad thoughts just enough.
I am able to now cope in a different way because my perspective has changed and my mind has opened to a different way.
She'll continue the ketamine treatments indefinitely, just like her family members who are also fighting major depressive disorder. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.